Hello, I would like to welcome everyone back to the Transcontinental Project. Again, we are still an experiment where a Brit
and a Texan come together to talk about whatever the hell we want.
We're your hosts, Luke Birch and
Sensible Sam. Now, before we get started, babies, we warn you, absolutely nothing is off limits and the content will not be suitable for those underage. Enjoy the show. How are you tonight, doll?
Other than a little bit of a blocked up nose, I'm great. What about yourself?
I ain't gonna say what's blocked up, but I'm great. No, I'm just joking. Doing good. Glad to be on tonight. Glad to be back. Glad that the hiatus is over. Glad to be live again with you. I've been missing this, and I've been looking forward to it. So let's do this. Welcome, everybody, in the chat.
Yeah, I would just like to apologize for the hiatus having to be extended, but it was unavoidable.
Yeah, I'm fucking gangster. Shit like that happens. No, I'm just joking. Yeah, we're sorry, guys. It was not absolutely unintended. I'm kind of pissed at the amount of time it took for us to get back on here. So, fingers crossed, we've crossed that bridge and we're back on track.
Right, Amber, as you were saying on Twitter to me the other day, anything that starts out rough?
Anything that starts off rough is going to end up super badass. Anything that, if we're sitting here having problems before we can even get the show off the ground, I swear we're going to be like some sort of a global fucking hit or some shit. You're going to see. Mark my words. Mark my words. The worst things always wind up with the best endings, the worst beginnings. So
we were having issues 3.5 months before we even came on air for the first time, for heaven's sake.
Dude, if that wasn't a preview of how badass shit's gonna get later on, I don't know what it is. I have no idea. Oh my gosh, it's been one of those. Well, thank God it's 2019. So, new year, new shit. And new show. So, it's good to start out strong. We're starting out strong this year. Hopefully.
Somewhat.
Well, strong after all the shit.
Yeah.
So, shit, you know, it's like a bad cold. We had a super bad cold and, you know, we had to just kind of weather the storm and weather the cold and... Now we're back to full strength, I think. Well, I think we're back to
strength. Yeah.
I think we're good.
Yeah.
I would say, right? Yeah. Let's not doubt. We're doing good. We're doing good. Yeah, so.
Swinging for them fences.
Huh? I'm sorry, babe. What'd you say?
I said swinging for them fences. You okay?
Oh, hell yeah. Sorry about that. For some reason... It was my end, but I'm good. I'm good now. Oh, man. Don't talk about fences. I'm from Texas. So the other night, like, I was freaking out because I didn't get to respond back to it, but it was so hilarious. Been listening to, what's his name? Michael Deacon. He's been pretty cool. Pretty cool. Enjoying the podcast, listening to him, and he called me Silver Pants, which... I think that's an honor. So I think it's a big honor to be called Silver Pants by Mr. Deacon. I was noticed in the chat room and that was amazing.
Yeah.
It's Silver Serpent, but I like the Silver Pants. I've been called Silver Pants before. So
I had to express my hate for Russell Crowe about 4 or 5 times to get him to notice.
I was like, dude. Look, it's not my fault. It was all that was available on Twitter. I love silver, you know, and I have like a whole bunch of little serpent silver jewelry and shit. And so I was like, oh, hey, I'm going to be Silver Serpent, right? Silver mm-hmm. Serpent. I think that sounds cool. But there were so many silver serpents that I had to go with, instead of an E, I had to put an A in. So it looks like Silver Pants instead. So I get a lot of shit for that. But I'm owning it. I'm sticking with it. I'm Silver Pants, motherfuckers. So deal with it. I was trying to see how to call in, but I couldn't call in to the show and have that amazing discussion about my pants.
I'm pretty sure he has a Skype, but I'll be completely honest. I've only been listening to him for a couple of weeks myself.
Yeah, me too. Me too. He can thank Mr. Yuck Nasty for that. I got a heads up from Yuck because our very good friends, Bobby Anthem and Bobby Blades, were on the show with him. So that's why I tuned in, because we had, you know, our betas on there. So I was listening. It was awesome. I had a good time. And so I went back, and it's been cool. It's been cool. I like it. Maybe one day we'll call in and we'll fuck around. Who knows?
Don't write anything off. Never rule it out.
Abso-fucking-ly. So, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off, babe. What were you going to say?
I wasn't saying anything. I was waiting for you. I heard you start to talk.
I'm sorry. My bad. Because you got to, I got to be careful because I can, my mouth can run. My mouth can go. So, by all means, we're learning our dynamic.
It at least helps us fill up the hour.
Yeah, that I can. Yeah, I think we can probably, we can safely say we can just fuck around and talk for more than an hour and not realize the time.
Yeah, I'd say we have pretty strong proof of that.
Dude. Okay, like, now I'm going to be going off into these different, I guess, topics when my brain farts happen. So, first thing I was like, I got to find out. We have a bit of an age difference, you and I, Luke, and I'm not going to say what because ladies don't fucking tell their fucking age. So, there. But we do have a bit of a gap.
Yeah.
And back in my day, you know, dude, they would throw bread and meat at you and say, here, make a sandwich at like 5 and just hit the road. Jack, go to school, you know, get your ass to wherever you got to go. We don't know. You got to be somewhere. Just get the hell out of here. So, you know, there I am, you know, getting out there by myself and doing all this stuff. And I thought, golly, it's not fair that my parents, or I didn't have both parents, but it's not fair that my grandparents made me walk to school. You know, my mom would be at work by 6 in the morning. So I'd have to either walk to school. And if I wanted to get anywhere else, well, I was taking the bus, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10 years of age. And I thought, man, we used to just roam like, you know, just roam like critters and shit in the wild. It was like the Wild West back then. You could just walk around and do whatever the heck you wanted and disappear and show up, you know, and you were okay. Everything was fine. And nowadays it's a little stricter. You know, I don't think I would have let my kids run off on their own the way I did. It's a different world, but nonetheless, it was fun having a bit of freedom. And then I love YouTube videos. So I was like, man, I don't know how the hell, you know how YouTube just reads your brain waves and it automatically recommends something like Facebook does? Well, I guess I must have been thinking about it because then I got a recommendation on a Japanese show. Dude, I thought my parents were freaking savages. Like, seriously, like the Japanese are sending their kids off to run errands at 2, 3, 4 years old by themselves. They give them the money and say, here, go get this and go shop. We'll see you in a little bit for dinner. They're riding subways, dude. Subways across town by themselves.
At 2 years old.
I am not shitting you. They have these videos up on YouTube and you can watch these Japanese shows. And it's like my first errand, some shit like that. My first errand. And so it follows these poor little kids that are sitting there screaming and crying with money in bags. And sometimes if they're lucky, a sibling to go with them. And they have to, and the camera follows them around and they're sitting there looking at stuff and passing up playgrounds and sitting down and playing at the playgrounds before they go to the school. I mean, it's absolutely just cute and terrifying at the same time. But I commend them. I mean, they have to take responsibility at such a young age. I think it's as crazy as it is, I think it's pretty powerful too, because I think I gained a sense of independence. You know, having to depend on myself like that.
Yeah, fair play to the kids for being able to do that. But do Japan not have their own version of, say, I don't know, CPS?
You know, I wonder that. And this is so commonplace, Luke. This is so commonplace. I mean, they sent this 6-year-old, I think. Excuse me, I'm congested. I'm sounding like a muppet, but you have to excuse me, I'm a little congested. But they sent this 6-year-old little girl on the subway, and she got lost. She got on the wrong subway and wound up across town. She was supposed to go deliver her father some lunch. Now I get there's cameras following them, and it's a show, and but this is also highlighting what the norm is there. I mean, these parents are sending their kids off, and it's like, okay, go get the world. It's yours. Go get it. And it's pretty much the way it is. And over here, we won't let our kids cross the street without a crosswalk, without us holding their hands, without, some sort of CCTV footage. So yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. It's awesome.
I'm not sure whether it's two ends of the same extreme. I really don't like putting actions on a line, but they are definitely two extremes.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm not too sure which one I prefer, and I feel terrible saying that. Because you're either going to end up with kids getting lost, or you're going to have people who cannot face the outside world alone.
Yeah, that's true. There are two ways to take it. I guess maybe to help. Okay, well, like I said, that the kids in Japan were like getting lost, and these suckers will find a way. They were finding ways. They went up to like authorities and train station guys and asking for directions. And people, for the most part, are so used to seeing children by themselves in Japan. They were generally helpful as far as pointing the kids in the right direction, but still, you still have that sinister person that may not be there to help that child had the cameras been there rolling, I think,
The guy in the white van who's offering
That
free candy.
dude's so cool. Why are you talking shit, Luke? Rob is so awesome. I know that guy. I went to high school with him. No, I'm just joking. But two, you're right. Then it's like, then we have something similar that they did here in the US. And I wish I could, off the top of my head, give the YouTube stuff about it. But the US did the same thing, sending kids out to run errands. But these kids got lost, sat, and just kind of got into the fetal position and just kind of stayed there, And I thought, man, I hope my kids can function. Hopefully, I've taught them enough that they can function a little better than that. Because my punk ass has been lost. I'll tell you that. I got lost at Kmart one time, and I was like, dude, I'm gonna die in this wasteland of Kmart. I can't find my parents. But my parents were smart enough to say, hey, you get lost because you like to go look at the toys and the G.I. Joes, and you never fucking follow us. Just go up to the front, tell them your name, tell them who you're looking for, and they'll page me. I'll be over in a jiff. And it sure as hell did work. It sure as hell did work. So I don't know. I'm on it with you, Luke. 50-50 as far as that could go either very, very well and create a very stable person, or it can go very tragically and have somebody very introverted created, I don't know. That's a good one though. I suggest everybody take a look at those, and if anything, for sheer entertainment, just to kind of see the differences in cultures and stuff. I thought that was pretty neat to bring up.
But anyway, I'd just like to give a very quick shout out to everyone who has joined us tonight. We have Bobby Anthem,
Bobby,
Sky Genie,
my sky babe,
Evan Hill,
Evan.
Tyler the Trademark,
Oh, there's Tyler.
and the one and only, the legend himself, Klondike Bill.
My baby Bill. Hi guys, how are you all tonight? And quickly, Tyler, yeah, thanks for the fucking notification, fucking Mixler. You're having that problem. I've been talking to Mixler, working with them for the past 2 weeks. Some guy, he's really sweet. John from Mixler is really sweet, but we're still trying to figure out why the hell I'm not getting notifications for anybody. So if I miss anybody on their podcast, let me take this moment just to kind of apologize in advance and say I'm so sorry. I am not getting notifications. They send me an email one But that's fucking hella late when I don't check my email till the next day. So sorry, guys. I will try my best. I'm working on it. Luke is really great about sending me DMs when you guys are live. So just kind of excuse my absences if it happens. I may not even know that you're on. I'm working on it.
And I might as well reveal this. The reason we are live early tonight is I had a mental breakdown last week, and I have to go see an emergency psych tomorrow. So, Sam's gonna be running the Twitter after tonight's show. Please work her to death.
No fucking fair. You're like a genius with the social media, asshole. I'm so bad with it. I'm gonna try to replace the wonderful one. And see, Luke does most of the tweeting and social media management because he's just so fucking awesome at it. And so I'm gonna try to fill Luke's shoes for one night. Bear with me. They are big shoes to fill, and I'm probably gonna fuck it up one way or another, but I'm gonna try not to. I'm gonna try not to.
I'm okay at it when I'm not, when I'm not screwing us both by challenging Deacon and Yuck to a drinking contest.
By that time, I already had had like I don't know how many Baileys and Jamesons, and I was like, "Yeah, I'm so down. We're gonna drink them, and we're gonna drink them." I was getting so ready poured. When I woke up, Luke, there was another shot poured.
That's awesome.
I had another shot poured because I was gonna step up for TCP, baby. And then I was like, yeah.
That's awesome.
if they would have caught me 6 hours before that challenge, I would have been on fire. So, but 6 hours of drinking doesn't help. Make sure to leave. Oh my God. The chat, Luke, gave me the giggles right now.
Don't worry, she already has access to it. I'm sure she's already saw them.
Like so many times. So many times.
What, do you keep logging in just to have some pleasure with them photos?
I'm forever logged in. My preference is never log me out. Keep me logged in. Must see nudes. And so yeah. And I'm hoping that I can blackmail Bill for some underwear. I need him to send me some undies. And maybe, just maybe, his pictures will stay safe with me.
If you're lucky.
If I'm lucky. Because I don't know. The way Klondike Bill talks about panties, man, makes me want to be a panty muncher too. He just makes it sound so great. Like, don't you just want a panty right now? Probably. I'm so horrible. How do you put up with me, Luke? I am so bad. Dude, oh, I have a question, Luke. It's gonna sound stupid, but in the area that you live, because I want the folks to kind of like once in a while we'll bring up maybe a little bit of Texas, a little bit of the UK, Birmingham, you know, and just kind of give everybody a feel about our different countries and stuff. I thought that would be really great as, you know, us being connected this way. So
I don't know if I'll be able to answer because I don't get out that much, but go on.
well, this is more like, I guess, around your area and wherever, or even by common knowledge. I'm curious as far as to like out here in Texas, I'm out here in the sticks, right? And we have a lot of critters and varmint, right? And so, like, oh God, like literally, I had to get a exterminator out here. Well, it was 2 days ago, I guess, because I have a family of raccoons up in my wall, and it's right here by my bedroom. So they're like scratching the wall, you know, making their little silly raccoon noises. And yes, they're humping in my walls. Yes, I think I can pretty much tell what raccoon humping sounds like now. So, not something I was looking forward to learning, but I do know it now.
That's a useful piece of knowledge.
That is, I don't know when I'll use it. Oh, hey, I used it. I just used it. Raccoons hump, and it sounds meep, 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 just like that. And so I had to get those buggers safely removed. I didn't want them to get hurt or anything like that. But I do have like weasels and, of course, boar. Like, I'm not fucking with y'all. Boar. Deer, weasels, foxes, mountain lion. So I get a few critters up on my porch here and there, and in my house. But what about the UK? I mean, is there anything like that that happens?
We have that issue with hornets, bees, and
Oh.
hedgehogs.
I love Sonic. Sonic is so cute. Oh my God. But bees, yes. I feel your pain with that. We notoriously have bees here. And around the house is these big old nests. And dude, it's like that's not even a bee nest anymore. Like that's a super wasp or some shit because they're building condos and not that little paper stuff, you know? I was like, damn, these fuckers are evolving. I was like, they've got a condo. I can't spray my soapy water on them and make them get out of there. You know, it's like they're protected. So it's crazy. But nothing out of the ordinary, or does anything ever like get into y'all's house? Have you ever had to deal with that inside?
The only thing I can think unusual, as I said, is one hedgehog once managed to find their way in.
Oh, that's so cute. I would have like fed him and petted him. Yeah, I came to bed one night and I could hear some scratching. And now, mind you, I didn't get under the covers or anything. I just kind of was like, it was one of those nights you're like, oh, I'm so glad to get on my bed and just kind of throw yourself on there. And I hear like this scratching on my pillow. And I was like, okay, no, that I dismissed it. I have another more scratching. So I turned the light on, and dude, I wish I would have taken a picture of this because I swear to God, this praying mantis was sitting beside me on the pillow, tucked in like a motherfucker, like covers up to his, like tucked in like a little dude, you know? And he's like, "Hey, what's up, baby? I've been waiting for you. What'd you take so long?" I screamed, I ran. Not gonna lie. There's a praying mantis in my bed the size of a fucking spoon. So yeah, I get those quite a bit in here. Praying mantis and scorpion and spiders. I would take a hedgehog any day, Luke. Let's put it that way.
I wouldn't have when the little fucker got in, but after hearing that, hell to the yeah.
It sucks because you can't plug in all the holes that you possibly have. This house is over 20 years old, you know? So there's holes, there's secrets, there's passageways, there's ways they get in and out, and that shit's scary. Now I check my bed every night.
I don't blame you.
As long as it isn't something I don't want to be in bed with, I'm good. I'm gonna kick that shit out. So that's crazy. That's just crazy. And what I mean by that is like if my Kiki is in the bed, she's cool. My Thunder is in the bed, he's cool. Like I can do those kinds of animals, but don't give me nothing else. Glory holes, Sky Genie just said. Yeah, there are a lot of glory holes around here. Those little baskets. I love animals, and it's hard because when you're an animal activist, it's like, I love you all. I don't want to stomp on you or set you on fire, you know? Because that's like the thing that they do for scorpions. It's like you throw some lighter fluid on it, and then you light a match to it. And poof, that is so horrible. I was like, not only does it burn your floor, you're burning this dude to death. So I was like, well, believe me, I wanted to. The only time I was super angry at an animal was when a scorpion stung Thunder, my chihuahua. He got stung in between the webbing of his toes. And we couldn't figure out what the hell was going on. It was scary.
I really want to make a Latina Chihuahua joke right now, but that's sort of out the window considering I have one as well.
I make Chihuahua jokes all the time, and I've got one too. I love them. You know, come on, Luke. This is, you know, bore dick out Sam. Like, come on, there's nothing you can say that's not going to surprise me.
That was the joke. That was me making the joke.
I'm such a dork. How old are your babies, though? That's what I want to know, because your collie is absolutely gorgeous.
My collie turns 12 next month.
Aww. That is so awesome. That is so awesome. My, let me see. Kiki will be 6 and 7 in March.
Mm-hmm.
Thunder was going to be 4 in March. And Rumple, they're all rescues. Rumple, he just turned a year old in October. And I lied too. He's 2 years old now. He's huge, but he's a country cat.
Mm-hmm.
He goes out like all night long to go with females and stuff, and then he'll come home to eat. He's my little player.
And as I was saying, both of my dogs have the same birthday, and it should be very easy to remember your birthday now.
Are you kidding me? That's cool, man. That's cool.
What up, Dave? Very quickly. Hey, Dave.
Hola, Dave. Thank you for joining us. I appreciate it. But what? So, I mean, okay. So I know the mechanics. Like, how the hell do people get born on the same birthday? Like, I get that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just hella cool. Like, that's so easy. I wish everybody that I knew had the same birthday, and then I could just tweet "Happy birthday, everyone," and I'd be covered. Like, that'd be the shit right there.
Now, I find it eerie that both of the dogs have the same birthday, and then the person I decide to do a show with happens to have that birthday as well.
Are you telling me it's the exact same day and not just the same month, Luke?
Exact same day.
Holy shit! That's cool. Now you gotta send me a birthday present too. No, I'm just joking. Send me a little document or something. Oh my god, that is so cool. Now I feel extra close.
I don't have any issue saying this because you've got it on your Twitter, but they are all February
23rd. That's the best day in the whole fucking world, Luke. That is. Well, besides the day you were born, that's like, let's say the second day would be mine. Nah. Like, everybody needs to kick ass on the 23rd. I command it. That's my birthday wish.
Nah,
Everybody just kick ass.
September 13th should be erased from the calendar for the fucking little shit it imposed on the world.
I'm gonna do like the people in prison where they get those big old Roman letters on their back, and I'm gonna put your birthday on my back. It's gonna look badass. Send me a picture with a lot of lighting. I'm going to get a portrait of you on my back.
Nope.
I am. If not, I'm going to take the screenshot from YouTube with your UFC where it has you, where you photoshopped it. I love that. That is so cute. I love that. I'm going to put that on my back.
Yeah. I'm sure we're probably going to say this for a good few episodes, but I cannot begin to explain how grateful I am to Bill for taking the time to do that for us.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the gratitude level is never going to go away. I mean, that was just absolutely amazing to have, you know, a legend in the field. And I don't care what Bill says, I see you as that. So that's the way it fucking is. It was just amazingly awesome. My brain fires very sporadically, erotically, and neurotically, and so sometimes the pictures of things that I want to happen don't quite, it's like, how the fuck are you going to do that? But Bill did it, and beyond my expectations, absolutely, absolutely. What I got to do is, if Bill has a website. I'd love to go, have him put that up on Twitter, and hell yeah, I will. If he does that on the side now, I don't know if he does it, I know he has a lot of requests for his skills. Absolutely, probably bombarded, but we should
Right, rightfully so. Rightfully
this way.
so.
Oh, hear, hear. Hell yeah. Absolutely. And so I think more people need to have Bill's artwork on their websites, on their avatars, I mean, anywhere. And I'd love to promote the hell out of him. He's just amazing, awesome, funny. I'm absolutely grateful. This is me gushing. I'm so sorry I'm gushing. I'm like, blah, 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 you know what I mean? Just kind of my tongue's just flailing around because I'm so happy and so grateful for that. So Bill, you're just gonna have to listen to that shit for a while. We're gonna be thanking you for a while.
Speaking of that though, I'm sure I've probably asked you this before, but I hope you don't mind me using the logo for my own personal Skype.
Oh, no, absolutely not. Absolutely not. And also I know you had mentioned using the logo on Mixlr when we're both on Mixlr and stuff. So, dude, that is so, I mean, if that's not marketing genius, I don't know what is. You know what I mean? It's like that's a good way to get us out there. I just hate that I feel like I stripped you of your your throat hole.
Let's look at the only two things that have changed. The Mixlr account, which I have set up a personal account on my phone, which, to be honest, I just don't see the point in using. And I never had a Skype profile picture before.
Probably if you hadn't taken it, I probably would have done it because my Skype picture is that shit needs to go. That shit needs to go. That was during my Latina wants to go blonde phase, and it went horribly wrong. So this Latina will never do that again. I was like, I gotta put pink up in there, purple. I need to do something different because it's not the way I envisioned it. But it is what it is, and that picture is still haunting me to this
Yet you're the one that still has it on there.
Well, you said not that I couldn't remove it. No, I'm just joking.
I
I'm gonna blame it on you.
mean, I don't personally see any reason why we can't use the same picture.
Nobody's gonna. I think maybe they'll get confused as who's in the chat, I guess. And that's kind of why I was like, But I do want to change it. Maybe I'll, you know what?
For
Let's
Skype.
send, yeah, send, oh, you know what? Send me a picture of you and then I'll Photoshop it with like a picture of me together like that. And then that will be my, that'll be cute. I don't know. Some way or another, dude, you're going to send me a fucking picture and I'm going to get it tattooed on my back. That's the whole premise. And there you go.
Speaking of tattoos, I'm so relieved that old man Jenkins is not in the chat right now.
No. Oh man. Oh, sorry, I almost dropped my phone. I really you know what? Let me take a quick just everybody's bumping in the chat. Thank you guys for I'm watch if I don't reply, I am watching the chat. You guys are fucking hilarious. Fucking love y'all. I love you guys so fucking much.
Yeah, if there's anything in the chat, just let me know. I'm doing some other things.
Yeah, I know you have like you're the one that you're the man that runs everything. So it's like I know you've got like a whole probably a, like 10 tabs open and shit. And here I am like a sucker, just riding your coattails. Just so no, I appreciate everything you do for real. I'm so lucky that I have this opportunity to be on with you because.
And I'm so lucky that my first choice accepted.
And see, you keep saying that, and that makes me just all makes me all gooey, like I melt like butter, because it's like me, a first choice. That's a new one, but I absolutely appreciate it. Absolutely appreciate it. Oh, I'm looking at the chat. These guys are crazy. Love it. I love it. I love that everybody can come over here and enjoy our safe space and just unwind from... Because, dude, I gotta be prim and proper. Okay. Those of you that follow me on Twitter probably know I'm not so prim and proper. prim and proper to an extent. I get a little mouthy when it comes to the activism shit. But other than that, you know, you gotta be... Yeah, I have some people that follow me that are of law enforcement nature and stuff like that. And so I tend to be kind of respectful and try to be careful about what I post. So when we're on here, it's like anything fucking goes, mm-hmm. you know. So I love that. And I hope everybody else lives that way too.
Yeah. Fuck all that shit here.
No, that's right. Get away from all that shit. Come here. Thank you very much. Yes, I am prim and proper. Dave. Proper Dave. I try to be proper. At least sometimes. It doesn't always pan out. But give a hashtag. I'm trying. Hashtag.
Now, just very quickly, so that I can... work this out in the future. Would you say that you're a good teacher?
I would say that I am a good teacher so as long as you're not paying me, because then you won't probably get your money's worth, but I'm pretty good. I'm okay. And why might that be, Sir Luke?
I've always been interested in learning a foreign language.
Ah, and so one of the languages of love, l'espagnol, is a very good place to start. Very good place. Well, I'm going to tell you, I'm very good at teaching bad words. So if anything, baby, I'll have you cussing in 6 months like you crossed the border. That's fucked up to say, but I could say that because I'm second. Oh, Dave says, I'll teach you Texan. I can teach you some Tex-Mex too. Some Tex-Mex is where, and that's probably the most easiest form of Spanish I'll teach you is a Tex-Mex. Because we have the, where it's like, hey, how are you today? Órale, ¿cómo se va? Oh, I'm doing great. You know, Tex-Mex is where you mix you're doing Spanglish, Spanish and English.
Mm-hmm.
I think great for beginners, because then you can have the best of both worlds until you master the language. So like you say, you know, and you know what, I'll set up a curriculum. You're going to be graded. There will be spankings if you are out of line or you mispronounce a word.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the course. You have to sign a waiver. You have to release me from all liability because there may be some redness on the bum, but that's pretty much about it. It's pretty. It's a great program. I really encourage it, and I'm taking clients.
Just send me the link to the form somewhere, and I'll print it out, sign it, and send it back through to you.
Okay, good. Because there's going to be a little circle at the top left-hand corner, and that's where you're going to prick your finger and you're going to put a drop of blood into that. That way I know that you're serious and that I've got a good pupil and we can move forward. Is that, that's good?
Mm-hmm. Just joking. How long did this contract lock me in for?
For about 1 billion years, but don't even sweat that. It goes by quick.
So pretty much for life. Okay.
You're mine, Luke. That's it. It's done. I mean, you're my student, and I will teach you the ways. That's just, that sounded so wrong.
Yeah, I was trying to think of a response to that.
Oh, shit. You can't. Oh, I was about to do that again. I was when we were speaking before we went live, I almost did the Sam Cave shit again. Because I was about to ask you, if you could hear my cat meowing from behind the door, because she's meowing right now. So I was like, I don't know, can you hear it? Because the Sam Cave is kind of small, but it echoes. So.
I don't know about everyone else, but I didn't hear it.
Okay, good. Good. Because this is where I take my podcasting calls, is in the Sam Cave. I like it. I like, fuck a man cave. I got a Sam Cave, bitches. It has a computer in a bed. That's all I'll say about that one.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm lay down in bed right now.
I'm chilling on my bed. Got my computer. Got my drink. My spirit. Yeah, I'm pretty set up here. Pretty set up here. Oh shit. Okay, sorry. I
But
had some.
anyway, how long have you been speaking with John trying to get this notification issue fixed?
Oh my God, doll. We have been going at it, not going at it, but trading emails for about almost 3 weeks now. And I have sent this guy every screenshot. And I think this fucker's just trying to get my info. I don't know. No, I'm just joking. Because I have to send all these screenshots of who I'm following and my notifications and blah, blah, blah. So, I mean, God, dude, I think short of giving him my firstborn, I think I've given him all the information I possibly can at this point. So I'm really, really hoping.
I probably shouldn't go too deep into my views on John on here, but
Oh, you've dealt with him?
yes.
Oh, my Lanta. Does he take like a week or two to freaking? I'm sorry. I know you don't want to go into it, but I was like, does he take like a week or two to get back to you? Because that's probably what.
I've never actually emailed him. I've only spoke to him through the help section.
We've been emailing back and forth. It's like, I don't know whether to invite him to my niece's quinceañera or not at this point. We fucking know each other so fucking well. So, it's like, shit. Do I send him an invite? Seems to be a new fixture in my life. So we just.
I'll typically get a response, after about 48 hours, telling me something I've already been told, if that makes any sense.
That was pretty much what I got with all the responses. It's like, oh, and guess, get this. My app has not upgraded, or no, not upgraded, updated since 2017. So I don't know. And it says it's a current version, so.
I was only learning of Mixler's existence in 2017.
Oh man, I've been. And which is funny because I've been with Mixler since what, 2004, 2005. The only reason I got a Mixler was because of Get in the Corner. So I used to listen to Cleo. Oh, I love Cleo with all my heart. Cleo is fucking amazing.
Is she that Dutch one that you've got me following now?
Yeah, that's her. That's her. That is one of the baddest, hardworking bitches in the business. That's my girl right there. I love her to the moon and back. We communicate, pretty frequently. And she was the one that was sharing Get in the Corner. And so she's like, oh, you got to check these guys out. They're, if you love my show, you're gonna fucking love them. And sure enough, 4 or 5 years later, I'm still listening to these fuckers, enjoying every fucking Wednesday for sure. And the family that I've come to learn, come to love, not learn, love. So yeah, she is just she stopped podcasting for a minute, but I because she was going to school to become a massage therapist, which she has now. She has her own business. She's so great. And so I think she's going to pick it up again. I just love her voice. It is so sexy.
Well, if and when she does, you're going to have to drop me a DM. Let me know where I can
Oh,
find it.
absolutely. Oh, hell yeah. Absolutely. Because, man, if it wasn't, I got to give her a lot of credit. If it wasn't for her, I wouldn't even know any of you guys today. So I have like a real affinity for her, because of that. So it's like, man, you meet one person and it leads you to another connection and another connection, and then here we are, all fucking connected, and it's a beautiful thing. Yeah.
There is something about that I would just like to ask you very quickly, but it will have to be off air if that's okay.
Oh, absolutely. Y'all can't hear, but we're
It
gonna talk about it. No, just joking.
should only take a couple of minutes, so hopefully we can get it done immediately after before I have to drop off, try and get some sleep.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And then that's when I'll be taking on, I'll be taking on the Twitter, doing my best to fill your shoes, boss. You're awesome.
Please don't bury
Or get the account banned or some shit. Sam had it. Sam had the Twitter account for
us.
2 hours, and now we're locked out of Twitter. What the fuck did you do, Sam? What did you do in my sleep? Nothing. I just said I like Klondike Bill's undies. That's all I tweeted. That's it. We got banned.
Although, being completely honest, that's the reason I haven't set up a Facebook, because that sort of shit probably would get you banned on Facebook. Jesus Christ, had that site gone to fucking hell.
And oh, I don't even really fuck with Facebook either anymore. I used to be really active with all the activism. That's really all I use it for, is this activism and shit. I don't really like to post a lot of personal shit and this and that up on there, And that 20-year challenge, oh, fuck that shit. Or no, 10-year challenge, that can kiss my ass. That can kiss my ass. Because now the FBI has all of your old pictures and new pictures. Dummies. I'm just joking.
I'm not sure if I even have any pictures of myself from 2009, so.
You know, 2009, 2009. I'm trying to remember what I have in 2009. I think maybe I was going through, I probably looked like skeletal at that point because of the health shit and this and that. So I'm not really looking forward to, I would not look forward to sharing pictures from 10 years ago anyway. So it's just like, it's the mystique. Just keep it like that. I don't know. So yeah, I never even put pictures of my kids up and shit. And they're older.
Speaking of challenges, though, very quickly. I know this has been spoke about to fucking death, but this is the first time we've been on since it's become a thing. Why the fuck are people driving blindfolded?
Holy effing shit. Okay, is this supposed to be like another? And I just heard about this, Luke. Like, you're gonna have to fill me in on this shit, because my son just mentioned it before I dropped him off at work earlier this morning. And so I was like, what the hell is that about?
Something about this fucking film called Bird Box or whatever on Netflix. People have been telling me to watch it. I'm not gonna fucking bother.
Sorry.
With people blindfolded in it, and for some reason, that is giving morons the idea that it's a good idea to drive blindfolded. And it's not even like with the Tide Pods where I can say, survival of the fittest, eliminate the morons. 'Cause this is endangering normal.
The moron's gonna hit the fucking
Yeah,
the nuclear scientist or some shit.
it's endangering the neurotypical.
Well, you remember that stupid ass Kiki challenge where people actually got out of their damn cars and had this song playing, and I think it was a Mexican song or some shit, and they play it, and they're sitting there dancing outside of a moving vehicle. And then I didn't understand the concept of that, but I did understand the concept when they ran into a pole, fell over the car door because somebody stopped abruptly and were assholes. So that I got. That was that. That's I don't care who you are. That's hella funny. That is hella funny. But oh, let's see. Looking at the chat on your topic, it says, Sky Genie says, I wish Miley Cyrus would drive blindfolded on a busy highway.
No.
Coming through like a wrecking ball. I'm sorry, what?
I wish Miley Cyrus would drive blindfolded on a busy highway, as Sky says, and I wish she'd be stopped by hitting the body of Russell Crowe. Fucking. I.
It's a safe choice if you don't like Russell Crowe.
Can't fucking stand. I've heard the saying to kill two birds with one stone. Here it's kill two talentless pieces of shit with one stone.
Better watch out. If he's drinking, he might try to fist fight the car. I don't know. Better watch out. Please. He likes to fist fight shit, so. But oh, I'd pay for that. Celebrity boxing between both of them. I'd pay to watch. I'd buy a ticket for that. Celebrity boxing, Russell Crowe and Miley Cyrus. No holds barred.
And that is why I won't spend much time shitting on Gerard Butler, who I consider to be just as fucking untalented.
Oh my God. He made one fucking movie that was decent, which was 300. And then he, after that one movie, he was trying to like seduce all these models and supermodels by sending them pictures. Hey, I'm in 300. I kick somebody down an imaginary well. Love me. You know? I'm
Yeah.
like it.
But the reason I won't spend as much time shitting on him as I will Russell Crowe is, from what I've heard, he isn't a complete fucking dickhead on set.
Oh, yeah. Okay, now we're getting somewhere because yeah, he is. That is one thing that is true about him. He may be a douche when it comes to women, but he's a great coworker. And you know what? Who isn't a douche, right? In some point or
Yeah.
whatever. But it's like, yeah, I appreciate that. It's like that dude from freaking Batman, not the Affleck guy, but the one before him was actually went into a rage or something because I think somebody was chewing. Or somebody was walking around and he cut his scene and started berating him and yelling at him like a madman. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, but there's
Oh.
that, and there's the talentless sack of shit Russell Crowe, who I hear is, from what I've read, one of the most difficult people in Hollywood to work with.
I have also read that. Abso-fucking-lutely. This guy has a bigger head than his dick. It's crazy. I have heard that, and he's assholes, not even to his, not just to his coworkers, but dude, even at just the fucking hotels he's staying at. It's like, bitch. I mean, he actually threw a phone at the head of a receptionist, a female, and you're like, because of what? What was so fucking important, Your Majesty, that you had to split somebody's skull wide open? So. No, I agree with that. I'm not on his. I'm not necessarily a fan of that guy.
But I've hated him for years, and then 2012 comes around, and he decides to ruin what is quite possibly my favorite role in theater, my favorite character. So, yeah, I don't like wishing death on people, but Russell Crowe, yeah, goodbye, you talentless sack of shit.
Oh, it's not a bad thing to wish. I mean, you can think fondly of it. See, you can think fondly of maybe slipping and falling and breaking a coccyx. I mean, wrong, nothing wrong with that. So, just I would say the way I fucking live my life is by the gold. And as lame as I'm gonna fucking sound right now, I live my life wholeheartedly, without a doubt, by the golden rule and karma. Treat everybody else the way you want to be fucking treated, and it's all gonna work out. And you know what? When you don't, karma's a fucking bitch. Because I've seen it happen in front of me too many times to say, Yeah, I'd better not be an ass because I know some bad shit's gonna fucking happen here in a few minutes. So, it's just, it's simple. Just don't be an ass. You ain't gotta kiss everybody's ass. We get it, you're a mega star. Just don't be an ass. Be an ass. So I get that. Fuck that.
And the guy's gonna pay with his career, and I can't fucking wait.
I'm surprised he still has a career after all the assaults. Honestly. So it's, but this is the world, this is the age we live in. You have enough money, an assault is going to be like a slap on the wrist.
I understand the concept of a film requires a star if it's going to win awards. And after his performance in Gladiator, unfortunately, Russell Crowe carries that name value. But when does it go too far?
True, true. And it doesn't always work out for in their favor because we have had stars that have had troubled pasts and come to headline a movie and then it completely just bombs because of it. So I can only hope that karma will come back and be like, okay, well, it's time to pay the piper. You can only get away with shit for so long.
Might as well close this with asking you if there's any actors you hate on that level or anyone in the entertainment industry.
Oh my God. Now that you ask me that, I draw a complete fucking blank because there are a couple. I don't know if I could say I despise anybody as much as that. But yeah, I do have artists that I don't necessarily agree with, but yeah, I just, more like more me, it's like own up to the shit that you've been doing, and oh, I'm probably gonna get a lot of shit for this. But Lady Gaga is one of those. So right now she's not like one of my favorite people on the list. Not like she's ever been, not like I'm listening to her shit, but yeah, that's kind of one of them that are kind of grinding my gears right now. I would say Lady Gaga.
The biggest issue I have with her is the fact that she is so talented and she has the ability to change the game.
Oh, dude.
It really annoys me when I see an artist who has name recognition and has the talent to change the game just follow along with the mainstream.
Man, with there's so much shit as far as that goes, like and there's a lot of reasons I don't I'm a little weary of her. I'm pretty sure we don't have enough time to go into it, but maybe we can pick it up in the next show. But there are a few things that kind of make me question her celebrity to begin with. Talking like, so yeah, there's a few things that maybe we'll be able to touch back on that because that is a good little topic to touch on. It's like, I mean, you know me. We've spoken about this. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. Because I think that's kind of like a dismissive word, but I do believe in alternate possibilities. So, and when there's facts to back it up, it's kind of hard to negate it. So that's kind of what I go with.
Is the earth flat?
The earth is flat. I almost fell off of it when I went to go visit Australia one time because I was walking on their beach and I seriously almost tripped and like I over a sea crab and I almost fell off the earth. So yeah. The earth is so flat. Oh man. That's a good one.
Just very quickly before we head off the air, can I just say congratulations to both you and Dave on Dallas being able to come back from what looked like the dead to make some sort of a playoff run and get a third playoff win in 20 years.
That's the thing with the Cowboys. I'm a ride or die kind of bitch. When you got me on your side, you've got me on your side. There is no bandwagon. Hey, when they lose, I'm right there with them. When they win, I'm right there with them. And you know what? I'm gonna say these fuckers have like magic sometimes, because it's like, okay, they're losing, and in a particular game, and then all of a sudden, the last 15 minutes, or the last quarter, they come back and win. It's one of those things. And then they got the wild card, and then they pop back up, and then, it's just like, it's one of those flames. It's hard to stomp out, even though you really want to.
I was tempted to offer out a some sort of wager for the game at between Green Bay and Dallas at Jerry World in 2019, but after the way Green Bay have been performing the last couple of years, I'm not too confident.
I think we could probably feel the same amount, equal kind of confidence going into said wager. Yeah, no, I think let's wager $1, that we both know we're safe. Ah, that was a good laugh. Thank you. I needed that one. Well,
I hope the Reddit link for the game the other day worked okay, though.
my God, that was so awesome. That, thank you so much for that, Luke. I don't have cable. I've just got internet, so I've got to be, I got to get creative when I want to watch games or whatever. And so you, man, that was awesome. Regardless of the outcome, it was a great game. I was able to catch it thanks to you. So that was, man, right on, Luke. That was fucking awesome. That helped out big time. It was pretty cool. I had no idea. So now I'm addicted to it. I'm totally going to be going through that to be watching, especially like off games and everything. Oh, fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. I'm so on that now.
But anyway, we've hit the hour,
Aww.
and it's probably time to look to get off here.
You're gonna, we need to get off, guys. We need to get off.
So we'll see you all here next week, hopefully.
Yeah, we'll be here next week, same bat time, same bat motherfucking channel.
Until then, peace the fuck out.
Peace out, bitches. Love y'all.